All right. Well, welcome back. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about a few things. Number one, Hunter Biden just did an interview with Tucker Carlson. He's kind of been making his rounds through various podcasts. And they, of course, touched on the question of the laptop. And Tucker revealed some interesting things about the Biden laptop and a connection here with Israel that I think that we should certainly explore. So we're going to be talking about that. Of course, also, there was this major clown show yesterday with Trump in the Oval Office, and a lot of stuff went down there. And so we're going to have to talk about it. In addition to the U.S. Air Force naming an airbase after Lindsey Graham, the war criminal, the genocide promoter, not a good look for the military. We're going to be taking a look at that and quite a few other things. So all of that is coming up today. I want to remind you, though, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Well, look, I just, you know, I'm a theologian, so I only really got into following what's going on in the political scene here in the U.S. Towards the end of Biden's administration. So I have to admit, the whole Hunter Biden laptop thing, you know, just passed me right by. You know, I had my mind focused on some other theological things that are going on at the time, and I was less involved and focused on what all is going on in politics. So admittedly, I did not follow the situation very carefully. I knew there was a controversy there. I knew there were some photos there. There were some drugs involved. I knew there were claims about PDF stuff, but I didn't know what's true, what's what, who's behind this, what's going on. Okay, so he just met with Tucker. Tucker asks him point blank about all of this. So they get into the backstory. And again, Tucker reveals an interesting tidbit here about Israel. So let's go ahead and take a look at the first clip. Let's dive in.
Then the official story comes out about how the laptop was left. You left a couple of laptops in a laptop repair store in Greenville, Delaware, which I'm a town I'm very familiar with. So, and the guy was blind. Then I interviewed the guy who seemed to totally believe the story, John McIsaac. I mean, he seemed to be telling the truth, but the story did not make sense. Meanwhile, we get approached by Israelis connected to Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, I know that.
Yeah.
Who are shopping this stuff to me at Fox News.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think that that part of the story, the laptop is real. I thought that from day one. But the way that it entered the bloodstream
exactly
of the American media was not real. So I just want to ask you point blank, did you drop off laptops?
No. And this is the thing that I've said over and over again. I have literally zero recollection or memory of ever dropping off a laptop at John Paul McIsaac's. No, the answer is no.
Wow. Okay. So Tucker is revealing something interesting. I don't know if he's ever said this before. To me, this is the first time he's revealed this publicly, that he was approached by Israeli assets, Israeli, I guess, intelligence, by Israel somehow in some form, with information from the laptop. And Tucker seems to associate it with the PDF file claims, the claims that Hunter Biden was involved in. And there are photos of him with underage girls in the laptop. Again, claims that have not been substantiated to my knowledge. There have been nude photos with him and adult women, and he says these were consenting acts and all that, but nothing with underage girls. And so sounds like Tucker is saying that that was actually an Israeli op, and he was approached with that fake story, and obviously he turned it down. So that's massive news. And what we're also seeing here is, interestingly, Hunter Biden is becoming critical of, as you'll see here in a moment, Netanyahu of Israel, is confirming that, yeah, Israel's behind some of these things. And you might be just kind of wondering, well, what's going on here? Wasn't his dad like really supportive of Israel? Yeah, he was. But, you know, it looks like he's trying to take a different position here, you know, despite the fact that his father funded genocide in Gaza and was very pro-Israel. Looks like he's taking a different approach, a different direction. And in some ways, you know, I can respect that, because that's actually similar to kind of my situation. You know, I'm the son of Christian Zionist missionaries from Jerusalem, and I was exposed to all that Zionism stuff. And, you know, the very thing that my family attempted to build is actually something I'm very critical of. I'm very critical of Israel. I'm very critical of Christian Zionism, only because I exposed myself to the facts, to the history, things that I wasn't exposed to from my family. I actually had to go and look into this and kind of see the Palestinian side for myself. And it's made me have to kind of take a different position than some members of my family, and even just kind of against my own background, living in occupied East Jerusalem and Israel and growing up there. And so I could respect Hunter Biden for, you know, kind of taking a different approach here, differing with his father, you know, being respectful about it, it would seem, but taking a different position. I appreciate that. I assume it's sincere. I assume it's not him just trying to take advantage of an opportunity here, but that it actually is reflective of his own convictions. And there's a little bit more here. Tucker also mentions the Israeli laptop Hunter Biden thing here in this clip as well. Let's take a look at
it. So when anybody says Hunter Biden, what's your first thought? Laptop. You know,
and can I just say one thing, though, that this is what I experienced during that time? The allegation that there was abusive minors proven on the laptop, that came from the Israelis. I'm just telling you that. They came to me with that. So I know that. And one of the things that enraged me about the statement from those sleazy intel guys is that they blame the Russians for it. Now, maybe the Russians had a hand in it, but it was the Israelis who were pushing that. Yeah. Fact. Yeah. Fact. I mean, literally to me.
Yeah.
So.
And you've gone through it.
So you're saying Israel was pushing this, but it was hard at that time for him to come out and say that because everybody was still pro-Israel. And so they tried to blame it on the Russians and make it a Russian op instead of evidently what it was, and that is an Israeli op. And you have to ask, like, okay, well, why would they do that, right? I mean, Biden was on board with Israel. Here I'm talking about President Biden. He was on board with Israel. He was funding their genocide in Gaza. So why would they want to kind of solicit people with dirt about his son? Is this some kind of way to coerce Biden into supporting Israel, you know, saying, hey, we have this leverage over here, we're going to bribe you? What's going on there? I don't know if Biden was forced into this. It seems like he always had this longstanding policy of supporting Israel even before this situation with Hunter Biden. So it couldn't be that alone, but maybe he wanted to pull back from supporting Israel and they use this as leverage against him. I don't know. This is all speculation at this point because we don't have a whole lot of answers. And frankly, our government is hardly transparent on these things. In fact, it often covers up the crimes of Israel and the politics that they have behind the scenes with our politicians. And so who knows at this point, but you do have to ask that question. And, you know, when I saw that, I thought, well, wait, I wonder if this is related to the fact that Biden, for all of his problems supporting Israel, which he's responsible for and should be held accountable for, I do remember him giving an interview, and he says that he confronted Netanyahu about carpet bombing Palestinians, saying that you can't just kill innocent Palestinians just because there might be a terrorist nearby. Ironic, right? Given the fact that the United States supports terrorism vis-a-vis and via the state of Israel. But be that as it may, he was challenging him on targeting civilians. In fact, I'll show you the clip of that here in a second. Was it that he was maybe going to pull back from support? And they're like, no, we're going to come at you with this. We're going to say, actually, we have this leverage against you and coerce you. I don't know. It's speculation. But I immediately thought of that clip. Let me show it to you.
When I went to Israel immediately after their attack on by Hamas, 8 days later, whatever it was, and I told them we were going to help. And I said, but Bibi, I said, you can't be carpet bombing these communities. And he said to me, well, you did it. You carpet bomb, not his exact words, but you carpet bomb Berlin. You dropped a nuclear weapon. You killed thousands of innocent people because you had to in order to win a war. I said, but that's why we came up with the UN. New deals by which what we would do relative to civilians and military. Well, what he was really doing is he was going after me for saying you can't indiscriminately bomb civilian areas. Even if the bad guys are there. Even if the bad guys are there, you can't take out 2, 10, 12, 1,500 people, innocent people, in order to get the one bad guy.
So here's the thing. So he knew that Netanyahu was deliberately and intentionally targeting civilians. There you have it from the president of the United States. Any of y'all out there that are still defending Israel saying they don't intentionally target civilians, stop it. They're partners in crime. The president of the United States admits that they were doing that, okay? And still are doing it. So quite the confession that he just made there. But so he knows that they're deliberately targeting civilians, but Biden kept funding them. So he had a moral scruple with this, rightly so. But he didn't do anything about it. He continued to support them after that. He continued to give them money and weapons. That doesn't make sense. Why would he do that? Did they have some kind of leverage on him? Is it related to the Hunter Biden laptop situation? I don't know. It does make me ask that question, though. And I think that we're owed answers. And there needs to be transparency from our government telling us what went down here. What made Biden continue to support what he knew was wrong? Had to be some kind of pressure there coming from Israel. Well, of course, Hunter Biden making these comments, that's going to make people come back and say, well, he's an anti-Semite. You know, they also say Tucker Carlson is an anti-Semite. Now Hunter Biden's an anti-Semite. And he actually tackles that point here in this clip. Take a look.
And you know what we're doing? Is I'm supposed to hate Tucker Carlson because he's an anti-Semite and he's this. I know you're not an anti-Semite. I 100% know you're not an anti-Semite.
No.
Yeah. No, that's what my point being is that.
I would just say so.
My point being is that, like, if it's anti-Semitic to point out that Bibi Netanyahu is evil incarnate, then you know what? I don't know what to say to people anymore. No. I mean, all you have to do is just open your eyes. Just literally open your eyes. Open your heart for 1 minute.
Yeah.
And realize, you know,
it's such an obvious lie. It's like, who's even intimidated by that anymore?
My point is like, how is it possible that they're dividing us on things like that?
I agree.
That's quite the statement to say that Netanyahu is evil incarnate, which I don't disagree with, by the way. But it's interesting to hear that coming from him, again, in light of the fact that his dad supported Netanyahu and funded his war crimes. And for him to come out and say, yeah, that guy that my dad was really gung-ho about supporting is actually evil incarnate. Well, what does that say about your dad, Hunter? I mean, it says something about him. It really does. So I don't know, for him to kind of take that position, kind of going against his dad here. Okay, well, I do have to respect that and commend that. And perhaps there's some sincerity here, or maybe there's some ulterior motive. Maybe he just sees this as an opportunity to get people on board with him after he had to deal with this huge campaign against his image. Maybe this is his way of kind of trying to regain favor with the public. Or, again, it's all sincere. I don't know. I can't read his heart. I suppose we'll find out in due time. But I do think it is noteworthy he's taking this different position than his father, which, again, I can relate to. So I can respect that. But he's addressing this term of anti-Semitism, which has been, at this point, completely abused. Anyone and everyone who's critical of Israel is now labeled an anti-Semite. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're even saying that Jewish people who are critical of Israel, they're anti-Semites too. Like, it's the dumbest thing at this point. But they hide behind this to shield themselves from any kind of scrutiny, any kind of criticism. And it just, it doesn't work anymore. Now, I also want to get your thoughts on it. I want y'all to tell me in the comment section, do you think that Hunter Biden is being sincere on this point, or is he just seeing an opportunity where, you know, it's starting to become more acceptable to criticize Israel, and so he's jumping on board with that? I want to hear from y'all if that is the case, or if you really think he just is critical. He's seen a lot here, and perhaps Israel tried to smear his name by releasing some files that were actually true and embarrassing, but also leaking allegations like he's involved with children and stuff like that. And so is that maybe what's going on here? I do want to get your feedback on that. Now, I do want to shift gears here to the meeting that Trump had yesterday in the Oval Office that was a complete clown show. Like, what are we doing here? We just go from one dumb president to another. Like, what are we doing? This is so ridiculous and embarrassing. Have y'all seen the bobblehead AI girl that Trump had behind him yesterday that they're calling the zapper? I'll explain why here in a moment. Just bobbing her head to everything like this the whole time mechanically. Looks like she's ChatGPT incarnate. It just looks like a fembot robot or something. I don't know. It's wild. Have y'all seen this? Take a look here.
How they want the vaccines given to their kids. I mean, I believe fundamentally that many vaccines are important. I've said measles, for instance. The measles vaccine is important if we want to take control of the measles outbreak. But at the same time, we shouldn't be keeping kids out of school because they have made different decisions than other parents. Our European colleagues don't do that. A lot of the collapse in trust in public health has come because of these mandates that we've seen imposed during the Biden administration on the COVID vaccine and so many other things. What this does is it restores...
I don't know what's going on with that, right? But they have a theory, okay? They have a theory. They say that she's the zapper. And they're saying it based on this video here. And I'll explain to you what they mean by this and what the theory is. But just take a look at this clip and notice her hand movements in conjunction with Trump falling asleep, but then waking up. Take a look.
So more than a year ago, where we funded a dozen and more major research teams to answer the question of what is the cause of autism. It's a complicated biological phenomenon. It's not going to be a simple answer.
Okay, I don't know if you noticed it, but she like tapped something on her chest and then Trump woke up at that exact moment. So they're calling her the zapper. They're saying here, quote, claims that she has a button fitted on her belly, and when she gets the nod that he's asleep, she moves her hand and presses a button that wakes him up. They're calling her the zapper. No idea if this is true, but it appears to line up. Take a look again.
More than a year ago, where we funded a dozen and more major research teams to answer the question of what is the cause of autism. It's a complicated biological phenomenon. It's not going to be a simple answer. I will have as...
So we have her just bobbing her head up and down in this very odd way where it looks like she's not entirely human. And meanwhile, Trump is over here asleep. Looks like she's zapping him to wake him up. And then RFK is going on and on and on as Trump dozes off. Take a look.
Number of diseases universally recommended for vaccines from 17 to 11, and establishing distinct categories of recommendations based upon the scientific evidence. Our assessment found that the United...
Wow. What exactly is happening to us? Like, are we trying to embarrass ourselves? Are we trying to look like a ridiculous clown show before the entire world? What is happening here? But the clown show continued. It wasn't just the bobblehead zapper. It wasn't just RFK making the president fall asleep. But it's also the dumb things that Trump was saying. Here's Trump saying the Strait of Hormuz is open.
Is any estimate of what you think the Strait of Hormuz will be?
Well, it's open now. We're taking a lot of shit. It's open now. Look, the only one that has control of the Strait of Hormuz right now is the United States Navy. We have a blockade that's been infallible. It's a steel wall. And we let people in that we want to let in, and those people come in, and they've been coming in and they're going out. So it's actually open now. We do not let them go into Iran. They're not admitted into the Strait to go to Iran.
How does that mean the Strait of Hormuz is open? Are vessels still free to pass through the Strait of Hormuz carrying oil without the consent and permission of Iran? Yes or no? The answer is no. Ergo, it's not open. The naval blockade doesn't mean that it's somehow open now. What are you talking about? And of course, nobody there challenges him, right? Nobody says, excuse me, sir, you're an idiot. You're not answering my question, and you owe us an answer. They don't say that. Why? Because they don't want to get fired. So they all just go along with it and nod their head like the bobblehead lady and pretend that he's somehow saying something substantive. But he's not. Speaking of things that lack substance, take a look at this claim where he's still going after Abdul El Sayed. I mean, he is really butthurt about him winning this election and very threatened by him. He's still going on about him. Take a look.
What recommendations do you have for Republicans, you know, heading into midterms right now? And are Democrats, with the candidates they're putting forward, making life easier for...
Well, the one thing is we have jihadists being elected all over the place. We have this, whether it's communism, jihadism. It's a lot of... A friend of mine called up. He said, you know, really, you should use the word jihadist because that's what's happening. And I'm not sure that anybody, if you take a look at what happens in other countries, I think that's not going to be necessarily the way we want to live.
I don't know. I'm quite certain the guy who says he loves Judaism, not just Jews, but Judaism, like the religion, that he loves and venerates Judaism, I'm quite certain that's not a jihadi. I'm just saying, like, pretty sure a jihadi is not going to just love Judaism. Okay, I'm just saying. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some over there. Maybe in Syria right now that seem to be on Team Trump, but were former jihadists and now evidently appear to be Trump's lapdog and are doing the bidding of Israel via Trump. Maybe they are people who venerate Judaism. I don't know. Maybe if you know, you know. Okay, so he's just talking a whole bunch of vomit here, being ridiculous, and he's adding more to it now by saying that he now expects the Iranians to pay reparations. Reparations for what? He even says that the Iranians need to pay reparations for the people that have died in Gaza. Wait, what? Huh? Gaza? Gaza. You mean the Gaza that you're funding murders in? The Gaza that you, President Trump, send money and military aid to destroy? So this is the same Gaza that Israel has been genociding, and the U.S., not only just Biden, but also Trump, has been funding and supporting. So instead of Trump being held accountable, Netanyahu held accountable, Congress being held accountable, it's somehow Iran that has to pay reparations for Gaza, but not just Gaza, for a whole bunch of other things. Take a look.
For reparations, the commander-in-chief is looking to make Tehran pay for the Americans killed or seriously wounded in Iranian attacks. Chief Forward Correspondent Trey Yanks is live in Tel Aviv with the latest. Hey, Trey.
Yeah, hey, Brian, good morning. Late Monday, President Trump responded to Iranian demands for compensation in order to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
They asked for money for the damage that we've done. I said, that's a good idea. Well, we're going to ask for money for the damage they've done over a 50-year period, many thousands of people, and maybe damages for the 52,000 protesters over the last 4 months that were killed in Iran. So now what is it? So if there's damages to be paid, I think Iran should pay those damages.
Yeah, good luck with that. You can't even get them to open the Strait of Hormuz. So I'm pretty sure they're not going to pay anything. Pretty sure you, and sadly, us taxpayers, are going to end up having to pay reparations to Iran because of Trump's stupidity and incompetence. But you know what also stood out to me there? Did you catch the 52,000 Iranian citizens that he says Iran murdered? 52,000 now. So before it was 30,000, then it was 32,000, then it was 35,000, then it was 38,000, then it was 40,000, then it was 43,000, then it was 42,000. Somehow lost some there. Then 42,000, then it was 50,000. Now it's 52,000. The number just continues to change constantly. Why is that? Because it's made up. Because it didn't happen. Iran says that it has killed 3,178, if I recall correctly, if memory serves me correctly, somewhere around there, a little over 3,100 Iranians in an uprising, in a rebellion, an armed rebellion. An armed rebellion that Trump and Netanyahu have admitted they were behind. 52,000 now, y'all. Keep that in mind. Okay. So tomorrow will be 55,000. Then it'll be 60,000. Before you know it, it'll be 6 million. They killed 6 million of them. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Now, take a look at one last clip here. Lindsey Graham, the war criminal, the terrorist supporter, the genocider, the most disgusting human being we've seen in quite some time, recently passed, has just had an airbase named after him. Take a look.
The moment has now arrived. With a shared vision for the future and deep respect for our past, together, let us mark this new beginning in 3, 2, 1.
There you can see Pete Hegseth there for the unveiling of this airbase named after Lindsey Graham. What kind of signal and message are we sending the world here? What are we telling people about our military? When we name our airbases after terrorists, what are we telling the world? How are they going to translate that? How are they going to understand it? They're going to say, well, so you name an airbase for your military after a terrorist. Well, are you a terrorist military? Is this a terrorist airbase? Why would you name it after a terrorist? He openly advocated for genocide in Gaza, openly called for nuking the Palestinians, constantly advocated for funding Israel. He was a war criminal. And we're naming bases after these people? We're sending the wrong message to the world. What is this? This is insane. Absolutely insane. So sad day to see us continuing this stupidity by naming places after these terrorists instead of condemning them. And somebody said, was that Franklin Graham on the left? Yes, it was. You notice that too, right? Yes, it was. Christian Zionist pastor supporting and who was a big supporter of terrorism, Christian Zionist terrorism, and Lindsey Graham, who was also a big Christian Zionist. But it's the Iranians who are the crazy religious zealots, right? Despite the fact that Pete Hegseth, who is there, Lindsey Graham, that they named it after, Franklin Graham, these people advocate for Christian terrorism in the form of Christian Zionism. But they're the radicals, right? Well, seems to me like our military and our leaders are in no position to condemn any kind of fanaticism, radicalism among the Shia Muslims in Iran. Fanaticism in their eschatology, when we have this kind of fanaticism here in the eschatology of guys like Pete Hegseth, Lindsey Graham, Franklin Graham, and so on and so forth. It's absolutely insane to watch all this, by the way. It really is. But that's what I got for you today. I want to hear your thoughts. Let me know in the comment section about the Hunter Biden situation and the question I asked earlier. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you later.